Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting to details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
Go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. 7 o'clock snuck up on me this morning. It is Wednesday, September 25th. 2024, welcome to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, live from the American Family Insurance Studio inside the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. It is Wednesday. We already know T. Smith is in the building, but we never introduced the guy first. We got Bailey Coleman in the building as well. Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning, Telly. How are you?
I am great. And
why can I go
of
first?
Course,
that's rude.
Because you're here every Wednesday. Bailey's not here every Wednesday.
But you know what, though? He did kind of introduce you first, though.
He did.
Yeah, he did. He did. It's
man
all good
wants some chivalry, too. Men
there
first sometimes.
Well, I'm not here to provide that chivalry for you.
Wow,
I just want you to
I'm gonna remember that later.
Y'all are
I'm
funny.
Gonna remember that later when you're looking for that gimme on the 4 foot putt. I'm okay. Like, nah, you gotta putt that, bro. Sorry. No chivalry here.
Well, that'll be called the norm.
Hey, just when I thought it was gonna be a good day. You ever had those I was in Vegas last week and I went down to the tables to gamble a little bit.
Okay.
And had a mishap happen.
Oh, a mishap.
A mishap. Not like I lost gambling mishap. But
please
I was using
tell her the whole story.
I was using the wrong chips. I was on a video
thing. Oh,
right?
Okay.
And instead of doing, I was trying to place bets with a $5 chip.
Okay.
I was placing with a $25 chip.
Oh, okay.
And that's not what I wanted to do.
Okay.
And I got unlucky and lost the bet instead of winning the bet.
Okay.
So I won. I lost more than I was supposed to lose on that particular bet. And that was the first bet.
Okay.
I just sat down. I was rushing, trying to hurry up and get a bet in and blew it. That set the tone for today.
Oh, no.
Lost all my money that whole day. The whole day was just trash. But I'm saying that to say today I thought was going to be a good day until Telly comes in ripping me. I got usually on Wednesdays when I come to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta wait for the stupid garbage dude. He's always there right as I'm about to leave.
Okay.
I'm always getting in my car or I come down the elevator and I see this dude in here doing the garbage. I'm like, bro, why every time before I leave? Today, though, I'm like, it's gonna be a good day. I'll get in my car. I don't see the dude. He's nowhere to be found. I'm like, good.
Okay.
Pull out. He's just about to pull into our driveway. And I was like, I got him. I beat him. It's going to be a good day, baby. I was making all the lights. Oh, it was just a cruise. And Telly ruins it.
I thought you was going to tell her the other story. I'm trying to go back to the text messages.
Some stories I can't tell her.
No. I'm talking about
what happens in Vegas stays in
Vegas.
Yeah,
you know.
The money that... like, so he hit me up and was like, hey, man, I won, was it 500?
Oh, yeah, I was up big.
Yeah.
He was up
like $500, right?
Okay.
And then.
Yeah, Telly's like, send me the money so you don't blow it.
I said, just Venmo me the money and I'll give it to you when you get back home.
Yeah, Venmo
right.
me the money.
Like, I'm not going to spend it.
Right.
And he was like, I ain't doing that. And went. and gave it all back.
And more.
And what? Gave them $300 extra dollars.
Yeah, I gave all my winnings back. Then I gave them some extra.
Oh, my God.
It's called chasing. I was chasing at that point.
Yeah, you was definitely chasing.
I blew it with that mistake at the beginning, and I was chasing the rest of the day.
And then
I couldn't catch.
Man.
And then later on, I got that text, bro. Like, man, I should have probably Venmo'd you.
I still wouldn't have Venmo'd you. I Venmo tell you. I get back. Oh, give me the cash back. Oh, man, hold on. Let me give it till Friday.
Right. What?
My money, you weren't supposed to spend it.
Oh no, telling his wife, hey babe, let's go.
We're going to dinner. Dinner. Right. Oh, we're going to stay downtown.
We're going to Sizzlers tonight. We're going to Sizzlers. Come back. Oh man, I put that in church, man. If you want me to get that offering,
you better go break into church treasury, son. I want money.
But you're totally fine giving it back to the casino,
exactly,
though, right?
Exactly.
See, they gave that up.
They gave it to me in the first place.
I could have been in need, and it's like, man, you don't need it.
Let me
go ahead and give it back to them.
Exactly.
Because they need it.
They certainly don't need it.
They absolutely needed it.
And, you know, they provided me shelter. They gave me a pool
that
to swim
you paid
in.
For, uh-huh. Paid for all.
Yeah, you paid for all that.
Paid for
correct.
All of that.
But
man,
the best thing to do, I found, is when you go to a casino that, you know, you can get the alcohol or the drinks while you're there, mm-hmm. whether you're drinking soda or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
If you drink, then mm-hmm. you can possibly make some of your money back if you don't spend too much. Right.
Yeah, you're gonna get drunk and then end up losing your money anyway.
And making bad decisions. That's why they're feeding you drinks, Bailey.
Yeah. or get all hopped up on soda.
Let me get this person to make bad decisions. Here, have a couple of drinks. Would you like a double or a triple? Okay, no problem.
Yeah. No bad decisions here.
Yeah, it's right. Speaking of, it's
like you're paying for it. Like, so I. The good news is I had allotted that amount of money for entertainment anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. whether you're saying I'm going to a show, going mm-hmm. to a concert, I'm gonna do this activity, you're spending some money in Vegas.
Yeah, that's
so
I mean, that's
I allotted a certain amount of money that you know
exactly.
I'm gonna spend anyway in Vegas.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Yeah. I do the same
whether
thing.
I win
just
some
certain amount
or if
amount
I bring
money.
It back, whatever.
Yeah,
I actually hate breaking even. It's but like I've wasted.
The question
time.
Is how much you take though.
Much what?
Because I was on a real budget. Look, Telly.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, okay, we got $50.
Nah, I ain't on the budget. No. I ain't doing no budget stuff like that.
He balling out.
See,
he rolls
differently. Like,
yeah, oh, yeah.
But I'm thinking the same way we think. I'm thinking, like, all right, if I put $50 down, like, I need Telly, some type of return in my investment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
It was fun. I was chasing my. I'm telling you right now, the biggest single bet I put down was I put $350 on black.
See, I would never bet that much money in my life.
Me either.
Like, I don't know.
Hey, man, that's a 50-50 chance.
Right. And okay. I don't like the 50% chance that I'm going to walk away with nothing.
Exactly.
So I just keep my $350 in my pocket.
Exactly.
And keep it rolling.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about, you know, one bad thing that can start your day off. And then the rest of the day, you kind of.
Yeah.
I think that I'm noticing that as you get older, it could be any little thing. Like, man, like I normally have my toothbrush right there.
It's right.
Like I'm looking for it.
Somebody move my toothbrush.
You know, what's next? You
right,
know?
Exactly.
You
know? Exactly.
Like, why is it like, is that just an older thing?
Exactly.
Like, seriously, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you get in the shower and then there's no soap left. You're like, oh my God, it's going to be one of them days.
Who leaves an empty bottle of soap?
Exactly.
If it's empty, throw it out.
You got to get out the shower to go get the next.
And it's cold
I don't have those problems. That's when I used to live at with my sister, mom. You know, you live with family. You have that mm-hmm. problem. Or
oh,
Terry,
yeah.
mm-hmm. Telly, when he's married, he's got those issues too. I'm solo. If I saw an empty bottle of soap in there, so bath soap.
You left it.
It's my fault.
Yeah. Well, you left by yourself, but yeah.
Right.
Well, you
I
got
no one to blame.
Three other people that's living with you.
I got one other, but
are you running out of toilet paper? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I live in a house with three women. That's the last thing you can run out of.
Right, right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Right, Bailey?
Amen. Preaching up in here.
You cannot. Like I said, you know, if I would have known that before getting married and having two daughters, like, I need to find a way to get on as Charmin or like yeah. some cotton nail, whatever.
Cotton nail.
I need to, like them the hookups you need, like them, right. them legit hookups, like a hookup at the bar that don't do anything for you, like
no,
don't
no.
do anything for me.
Those days are over.
Okay,
right.
When
but
you was
man,
21, that was the hookup.
Yeah,
hookup,
but if
right?
I could get a lifetime supply of toilet paper,
I changed my bouncer and bartender hookup for a Charmin and a
exactly I would
right a rental car, a hotel hookup, give me a real hookup.
Yes but man, we have a lot of hot topics to get to. We got a great show in store for you this morning. We talked a lot about it yesterday, basically our whole show about Marcellus Williams, who was due to be executed at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time yesterday in Bonterre, Missouri. Well, he was executed exactly at that time. We will talk about that because the family of the victim even came out and said that they didn't want that execution to go through. So we will definitely talk more about that. And the Green Bay Packer legend Brett Favre has revealed that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. So we definitely want to get your thoughts about that. And we will get into so much more about this Kim Porter memoir. Is it real? Is it not? Albie Shore wants an investigation done with the workers that were at Kim Porter's house. So. Yeah, it's a lot going on. But what I found the most interesting, guys, and I don't know if we'll really, really get into it, is Diddy is sharing a jail space with the dude that scammed people out of billions of dollars. I can't remember his name. Oh gosh, I'm gonna have to look it up during the break. But what's amazing
there's been
to me,
a few of those, so
yeah, no, it was recent, and recent. They extradited him. He was living, somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
And man, you'll know his name as soon as I say it. But anyway, I just can't imagine the conversations they having. They both are like, man. You think we would end up in here?
We had it made. I thought rich people don't go to jail.
Right.
What
man.
Are we doing in here?
Like,
wait a
we
minute.
Had billions, man.
Who's your attorney? Yeah. We got the same attorney.
Right. How many yachts
man.
Did you have?
We must have did something real bad. We in jail.
Yes. So we'll get into all those topics and so much more. Truth Nation, it's time to get rolling. 833-212-1017. You listen to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Nation, tune into The Truth this Saturday at 11 a.m. for another episode of More Than a Movement, powered by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Carrie Noni will be joined by Angela Lang, the executive director at Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. They will discuss the importance of advocating for reproductive justice and fighting for diverse communities ahead of this 2024 election. Again, that is More Than a Movement, powered by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, this Saturday at 11 a.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. Bailey Combe and Tony Smith in this morning. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Yesterday, a 55-year-old inmate, Marcellus Williams, was executed at a Bonterre prison after spending 24 years on death row. He was executed for a 1998 killing of a woman despite her family's call to spare his life. There's been evidence that has basically exonerated him if the judge would have even listened to it. And this is a situation, Bailey, where I believe that the system truly failed this man.
Well, you know what? It's unfortunate. I mean, what can you say? I mean, it's happened to so many people of color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you have evidence allegedly that proves that you didn't do the crime, and yet you're still executed. I mean, there's so many. It happens. It's happened so many times.
Yes.
You know, and it's all dependent on, you know, one judge, most likely, deciding whether or not to hear your case. Mm. Or if you're lucky enough to get, you know, the opportunity to get, like, a governor of a state to commute your sentence or what have you. Mm-hmm. You know, it just, you know.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the thing. The whole thing about the death penalty is like, it's just so permanent. And we know with all the wrongful convictions that are out there, I was just reading a stat. They were saying like in 89, they had like 24 of them.
Mm-hmm.
In 22, they had 250 of them.
Wow.
You're making something final.
Yeah.
And there's been a ton, like 200, that's almost one every day.
Exactly.
Almost.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so listen to this. That's what it said. At least 200 people sentenced to death since 1973 were later exonerated, including four in Missouri.
Wow. Right.
And what I was talking about yesterday, and growing up so close to the state of Missouri, mm-hmm. and having friends and family over there, that's one of those states you don't want to get in their system.
Right.
It is so hard.
Yeah.
I hate to say it this way, but your life isn't over once you get in that system, but it's going to be extremely hard for you to have any sort of normal / productive life after you are in that system.
Well, you know what? For me, just seeing what the brothers go through, you as a black man wouldn't want to be near nobody's system.
Oh, no.
You don't stand a chance.
Don't want to be in any of the systems because the problem with the way it works now is that once you get in there and they get a conviction on you,
uh-huh.
they're going to do everything they can to keep that conviction.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And they're going to spend taxpayers' dollars mm-hmm. chasing a conviction that could be wrongful. I used to follow cases on podcasts and stuff where,
mm-hmm.
Famously the one in Maryland with a young high school kid who supposedly killed his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted him, and they were chasing that thing. This dude is like 40-something.
Wow.
In jail, and they're still chasing. And he got exonerated
mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, this is back in the day. They're overlooking all kind of evidence. They got shaky witnesses, all kinds of
stuff. That's because like, they want that person that they thought that did it. Right. They want them to do it, and that's what they feel like. They don't want to put in the work to see who really has done it.
Right.
It's like, well, okay, they said he did it, and there's evidence that he's done it, so that's what's going on.
And that's good enough.
And that's always the most puzzling part of those, to me. It's like, why is your interest not in actually finding the right person?
Exactly.
Your interest is pinning it on that person.
Right, so they can be done with it.
Right, but that doesn't make sense. But somebody's still out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then probably going to do it again.
And probably going to do it again. 100%. Because they just got away with it.
Yeah.
Because they can see you in the public eye going after this dude, and they know they did it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
They're going to do it again.
Yep. Absolutely. Like
it's just a crazy perspective that the system has for some reason. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what triggers it and why, but.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about the people of color in particular.
Mm-hmm.
The other stat that I was looking at was in 2023, there were 153 exonerations.
Wow.
Can y'all guess how many were people of color out of 153?
90%.
I don't know percentage, but how many? How many? Give me a number. 153 exonerations. How many were people of color?
50.
75.
127.
Wow.
Wow.
127 out of 153 were people of color.
Wow.
See, so that right there, yeah. and you started off by saying one thing, Tony, and it's just the, I want to underscore it. It's the finality of the death penalty. Yeah, like there's no coming back. And so if there's any doubt that this person might be innocent, how in the world can you follow through with an execution when there's still a sliver of a doubt that this person did not do it? And exactly. That was the thing that puzzled me yesterday. I was just thinking, okay, what's wrong with, extending his stay or giving him a reprieve and taking more time to look at the evidence. What would have been wrong with that?
Yeah.
And why did it have to happen yesterday? Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. Let us know what you think about this injustice of someone who could have possibly been innocent, was executed yesterday. And in his last moments, his last statement, he said that he just put simply, "All praise be to Allah in every situation." Williams was a devout Muslim. And according to his legal team, his last meal included chicken wings and tater tots. He was he went in at 6 o'clock. They notified him. The lethal injection was administered at 6:01, and Williams was pronounced dead at 6:10 yesterday.
Yeah, I saw the reading of that.
Yeah.
But, the other great, like we were talking about, like they want to keep you in there. And so they got like the most common factors here in the wrongful convictions. First one is official misconduct. Officers doing something they ain't supposed to be doing, or mistaken witness identification.
I thought that would be like number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have the false accusations or perjury, like just flat out lying.
Yeah.
Like you didn't make a mistake and thought that was somebody. You know it wasn't them, and you're saying it was them.
Yeah. Right.
That's the other one.
Yeah. Wow. They said
that's most common in child sex abuse cases where people are just lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about this too, that you rarely will see this. Attorneys on both sides try to intervene this execution. Mm-hmm. So Williams's lawyers and St. Louis County prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell filed a joint brief Saturday asking the Missouri Supreme Court to send the case back to a lower court for a more comprehensive hearing on Bell's January motion to vacate Williams's 2001 conviction and sentence. Crazy that both sides wanted to do it, and they still, and the victim's family said that, and that later on in this article it said the victim's family supported life in prison. That's the thing, they have forgiven him.
Yeah, well, you know what, I gotta tell you, I would not want to be a judge ever. Not in these types of circumstances, because guess what? I would have many a sleepless night wondering, because I passed on that case, did I do the wrong thing?
Mm-hmm.
Did I make the judgment wrong?
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night, because some of these judges, think about it, some of them got to be like, well, they're black, it doesn't matter, keep it pushing. All right, next.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It is something. I know that.
You know.
I mean, there's so many ways to look at this. And at the end of the day, this is a person who is no longer here. Mm-hmm. And we don't even know fully if that was a justified punishment for the crime he was allegedly, you know, accused of.
Right.
Or he was convicted of. But Mr. Terry, you are on Truth Be Told. Good morning. Bailey Coleman, Tony Smith in the building.
I have a question about that situation. I heard something about DNA. Something about DNA came back, didn't match, but he was in possession of stolen property of a murdered woman after a B&E. Why was DNA relevant to that whole situation if he was in possession? Like, I'm confused about that situation.
That's a good question. I'll be honest with you. I'm not fully, you know, versed in the case and everything that, you know, has taken place. But the one thing, I mean, the things that I do know or have read about is these are some of the things that have come up, you know, ever since he's been on death row and proving that he wasn't the one that actually committed the crime. But there are some people that said that when he was locked up, he admitted to the crime. So, I mean, there's a lot going on. But at the end of the day, you had both attorneys and the victim's family that was not okay with this man being executed yesterday.
Well, he was already on death row, so that's easy to forgive him. And he had chicken wings and tater tots.
That was his last meal.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think we're ready for the death penalty anyways with all the, you know, subjugation and foolishness that goes on with, you know, accusations and actual justice and professionalism in court.
Yes, too many mistakes out there for the death penalty. And, you know, the rate is like 4 to 6, between 4 and 6%. Let's just say 5%. If you have 5%, that means one out of every 20 is wrong. That's a high percentage.
Yeah, that's a high percentage when you're talking about somebody's life. Exactly. It's not like you're talking about, you're going to lose your salary.
And not all those are executions, but I'm saying those are people who are convicted just in prison in general. One out of every 20 is wrongfully convicted. And some of those are going to be up for the death penalty. So that's too high of a percentage for me.
I mean,
I don't even want to be in jail and I didn't do anything.
Okay.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Yeah. Right.
Didn't do anything and I'm in jail? What?
Exactly.
We're going to keep this conversation going on the other side. Hit us up 833-212-1017. But before we go to break, Truth Nation, our girl Melanie Ricks is back. Tune into another episode of Nothing But the Truth with Melanie Ricks. New digital show on YouTube tonight at 6 o'clock. Every Wednesday, Melanie will break down the latest in entertainment, sports, pop culture, and all things Milwaukee. So set your clock so you do not miss Nothing But the Truth digital show tonight at 6 o'clock, streaming only on YouTube. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, we will be giving away $6,000 worth of free commercial advertising for 3 months to 5 Black businesses. Visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That is blackbusinessgiveback.com to sign up today. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on the truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank, member FDIC. Bailey Coleman, Tony Smith in for DT. Good morning. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We have been discussing the Missouri man that was executed yesterday for a 1998 killing of a woman, despite the victim's family calling to spare his life, along with both attorneys, meaning the defendant and the prosecuting attorneys, both issued a joint brief on Saturday to extend Mr. Williams' stay. But unfortunately, those things were denied. Al, good morning. You're on Truth Be Told. What's your question or comment?
My comment is, we got to figure out how we can get more black people in the position of power of the justice system who cannot be bought and sold for chicken wings. The other thing we got to realize, those people down there in the South, they are mentally dead. So the only way they can be fixed is the mentally dead has to be mentally broken, which means when things come out with these judges and these police officers who intentionally lied, black people need to ask for death for them. Because the only way they're going to understand is you start thinking like them. That's why they always say, never let the bully be your best friend. I don't want to be your best friend. I just want to have all equal opportunity to think 1 million times worse. Because once I'm on the other side, you will know what I'm talking about. How the old wise saying, ain't no fun when the rabbit got the shotgun. Have a great day.
You too, Al. Thanks for always calling in and listening as always. That's a different way to look at it, Bailey.
ain't no fun when the rabbit got the shotgun.
Nah, that part is true. That part is definitely true.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been several things that have said what needs to change. And one of them that have come up is more blacks on the jury.
That's true.
But how does that happen? Because Tony has talked about it a lot. You know, a lot of times nobody wants to go to jury duty.
Nobody.
And
I have tried to get out.
See, everybody that gets it tries to get out. But
I just want to say it has never worked. So
it has never worked.
I got one time where I said I was a part of the media. And then they wanted to get more specific about what media and all this kind of stuff. And so then when they did, they were like, sit down. You're in the jury. Okay, next.
Got her.
Right. Hey, Bailey going in there. They're like, so what do you know about this case? I know everything. As a matter of fact, I broke the story.
Exactly.
All right, you good. I thought that would get me out of it.
Exactly.
You're in. Perfect.
I'm a part of the media.
That's what we were looking for.
But I think that, I this has happened. It is so sad. But moving forward, I'm always about, okay, what do we learn from this and how can we avoid this from happening again? There are already executions that are scheduled for, there's a few more, I think one more in Missouri that is scheduled in December.
You know, here's my thing about that,
mm-hmm.
Okay? It's a state thing. And the people that live in the state of Missouri, as in St. Louis, where there's a ton of African Americans, as in, you know what I mean? They got to stand up.
Yeah.
And they got to watch these elected officials that they put in office and all of that.
Yeah.
They have to stand up. If they don't want to see that type, if they don't want the death penalty there anymore, then they have to elect people that are going to get rid of it.
Yeah. But I think that Missouri is like Wisconsin, like Georgia, like those states where the African American population is so concentrated in just one or two areas.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you got a lot of black people in St. Louis,
mm-hmm.
but Missouri is big.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a lot of rural area that's the reason why the state of Missouri is as red as the stop sign outside. Because it's constant. Like Wisconsin, it's just a concentrated, you know, black population in Madison and Milwaukee. Outside mm-hmm. of that, there ain't a whole lot of black people in all, you know, in these other places.
I've been to Madison. I didn't see a whole lot of black people when I was there.
Well,
that's
see,
just
there
me.
You
that's
and Missouri is kind of like that as well, where, yes, outside of St. Louis and Kansas City.
Right.
There ain't a lot of black people in rural areas.
Well, then 10 black people need to get together with some other people and try and see what they can do.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
or just move out of the state.
Yeah. Yeah. And Rachel hit us up on our YouTube message board and said, man, great question. How can a state be both pro-life and pro-execution?
That's classic, right?
Yeah.
Because they are.
Yeah.
I see those contradictory states.
But pro-life ain't really pro-life, though. That's what you got to understand, because once those kids get here, they're like, and? You know?
Yeah. Like,
I'm pro taking away your rights.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
Once you get here, we don't care nothing about them. We don't want no social programs.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah. Trying to help you out?
So that whole pro-life thing is a lie.
Yeah, it really is. Truth Nation, let us know what you think. 833-212-1017. You can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Rachel said 100%, Bailey.
Hey, Rachel.
Yeah, so again, let us know what you think. 833-212-1017. Marcellus Williams was executed yesterday in Missouri after serving 24 years on death row for a 1998 killing, and the family of the victim was one of many advocates trying to get him a reprieve, but was unsuccessful. So we'll get into more of that conversation on the other side of the break. But before we go, the truth is the proud home of Marquette University High School Championship Football. We have a great matchup for you Friday night as the Marquette High Hilltoppers look to extend their winning streak to 5 games in a row as they host the West Allis Hale Huskies. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Friday Night Football on the Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all, and all we want you to do is keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told. We are back after this.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, be sure to get your digital drop of juice by watching Jam It With Juice After Hours, exclusively live on YouTube every Thursday at 6 o'clock. This YouTube series, hosted by Carrie Noni and Benjamin, dissect trending topics of the week while giving you all the laughs as they explore and entertain. So you do not want to miss Jam It With Juice After Hours every Thursday at 6 p.m. exclusively on YouTube. Man, that's a, you know what? We may have to, like, reword that. That sounds like a little...
Yeah.
Like, it seems more like rated R. Like, Jamming With Juice After Hours. It's like, wait a minute, man.
Exclusively.
Yeah. Exclusively After Hours.
Yeah. Juice and After Hours and... Yeah.
Make sure you take your restrictions off of your YouTube so
exactly.
You can watch it.
Exactly.
Hey, I got a question for y'all.
As long as ain't no baby oil over there.
Okay,
look. Hey, since we were talking about the states and executions, which state do y'all think has, since 1977, carried out the most executions? It should be very easy because it's not even close. The top spot is not even close.
Think.
Let's get your thinking caps on. Do.
All right. Oh, Ricky, you give it. Give it on the air.
Yeah, give it on the air, Ricky.
I will say Cali because California has the most state prisons.
All right. That's
Ricky
a good
says
guess.
Cali.
That carries the most death penalties. Besides that, Texas.
All right.
Oh, Texas, that's what I was going to say.
I'm going to say Missouri.
And the winner is Bailey Coleman.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Texas with 586.
Golly.
Since 77.
Don't live in Texas.
Ricky is not on my list in the top five with California.
Because
Sorry.
California has so many prisons because they don't, you know, go through.
And... Tell you said Missouri, you're in the fifth spot with 97.
So who's number two?
So Texas 586.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oklahoma is next
Yeah.
With 123.
Okay.
Then Virginia.
Yeah.
With 113. Florida is next at 105.
Yeah.
And then Missouri.
Wow. Yeah.
Those southern states.
Those are surprising.
Southern, yes.
Yeah. That is, man.
They ain't playing down south. Don't get, don't get in trouble.
No,
down
don't get trouble down south. Trouble.
Don't roll out.
Don't get no trouble.
Y'all, yeah.
It's safe, especially just on the real as a black man. Just don't get in trouble nowhere, man.
Yeah, that's
just
the best thing.
Yeah, there are no laws that are set up.
I was surprised y'all didn't get Texas. Texas is crazy.
If I would have thought about it.
Texas, they wild.
Yeah, I think I was just a prisoner of the moment because I know Missouri is done. Yeah, but but Texas is definitely that is not a shocker at all.
No.
Not a shocker.
You don't
want to
be in trouble in Texas.
Yeah, no. You don't want to be in trouble.
One
you
those little
be
bitty
on
towns.
Straight and narrow.
One of those little towns, they don't even know the rules over there. They got their own rules.
Yeah, absolutely.
String them up.
Hold on, what
do I get one call? No, we ain't got no calls over here. We ain't got no calls over here. This is the United States, bro. Yeah, we ain't got no phones.
Hey,
like, I got a cell phone, bro.
As soon as they string them up, you look around. Hey, man, what you talking about, man?
I got a cell phone. They don't work around here. We ain't got no towers.
They are on a whole different electrical grid. Remember that.
Yeah,
They're not on the United States. That's why their stuff be going down all the time over.
Bailey, it wasn't that long ago where Texas wanted to become their own country.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, that's like... You seen that show that they have locked up overseas?
Yeah.
Like, that's like Texas almost. Like, you don't want to get locked up in Texas.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Like, it's like being in a foreign
place.
Lose,
oh, yeah. They'll lose crazy. You in that system down there.
Oh, yeah.
It's like unbelievable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
You're off in some little town that you're passing through.
Yeah.
They just decide to stop you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're in trouble.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's lots of those trouble. Out there. Lots of those.
You ain't making no calls. You ain't doing nothing.
No. Nope.
Yeah. The DVJ on our YouTube message board, he had two of the top five. He said Texas or Louisiana.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Louisiana.
Hey, Chester, I got one down here.
Yeah. I mean, and Louisiana is no joke either now. Now, Louisiana is no joke.
Oh,
I mean, shoot, they dad see murder in there forever.
Dad.
And he ain't getting out.
No, he ain't getting out.
And
he ain't trying to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, man. That is so crazy because when you really look at the numbers and you're talking about all of these exonerations and later found innocent, and it was 200 like last year. And I mean, what was the number again? I'm sorry.
It was 153 total.
157
total.
127 were black.
Or of color.
Probably should have been my first answer because we make up the most of the population in prisons.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, you go to a prison and it's only 3% black people in there or people of color. I mean, most of the time it's like 83%.
Oh, yeah, because, you get pulled over, even here. I mean, you get pulled over just for driving while black.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've been pulled over. I'm like, what?
Yo, what, Bailey, now, I can actually see why they pull you over. You look very threatening.
I do. A black soccer mom. Here I am.
I can see Bailey with some road rage. I can see her.
No, not me.
Throwing up the middle finger, screaming, top of her lungs.
Little road rage, is that what it is? Okay.
She up there.
Okay.
Got her hands going like, glasses flying off her head. Like, oh, damn, I'm sorry.
Hey, she going crazy, but the windows are up, though. Right. Like, man, that woman is losing it.
She's going crazy in there.
No, but yeah, I couldn't see that. Miss Kathy, you are on Truth Be Told. Bailey Cove and Tony Smith in the building. Good morning.
Good morning. Bless y'all. I'm not a big Texas fan. I did have relatives down there, and grandma owned a lot of land down there and stuff. I lived there 104. And she knew how to read, and she voted for two black presidents, Obama, okay?
Mm.
Let me tell you something about Texas. If you look Texas up, good morning, you guys. Love you. But if you look Texas up, Texas prisons and or like for misdemeanors and small felonies, they'll tell the brothers to go ahead and plead guilty, and they'll put them in jail for a while too. Because a lot of those prisons are on them jail places are on the stock market, right? And so that's how they keep them in office and those judges with jobs. You got to justify so many people that you're arresting, they got to go to jail. So you got to have more people on the bench. And that's how they put a lot of their people on the bench, a lot of those oil well people. They make them plea down, they put them in jail 2 or 3 months because that brings more money and funds in for them from the estate, because the state has to pay for them to be there. Yeah. And a lot of them prisons are privately owned. I know I have some relatives down there, and one is an attorney, and they were seeing how they do this, but it even came out in the news. I believe some prisons are on the stock market. Is that it?
Yeah, they're from, like you said, a lot of them are privately owned, and what happens is what she's talking about, there's contracts mm-hmm. between the
right.
state and these companies.
Right.
So you have to have a certain amount of prison. Whether you're paying anyway.
Yeah.
It's like right. I'm buying in bulk, and whether you have 1,000 right. prisoners in there or not, you're still paying that.
Right.
So you better put 1,000 prisoners in there.
Yeah.
And that's 100% what they do.
Right. And that's why I tell people it's important. For a lot of us kids, not to just take up, oh, that's a trade. Most trades, they come out for men, not for women, because they ain't paying no money for a woman trade, no way, on hardly anything. But when you say, oh, go be an electrician or a plumber, I'm going to tell you what a woman told me. She said, it's not an option for my kid to do a trade. And what she was saying is that we need more people who look like us on the bench as judges and people, because you get the convictions a little bit differently. And like, say, even in Texas, people need to watch how they vote, because we need our kids and grandkids, whoever, niece, nephew, to run for some of these higher positions and stuff, so we can make sure people are treated justified. Not that I did a crime and I shouldn't pay my time or maybe probation, but why put everybody in jail? You know what I'm saying? But they make money off of that. These people that are own these prisons, they're buddies. They probably went to school mm-hmm. with some of these guys over the years. So I need more black people to go to school, and I'm saying black people, to go to school to be attorneys, doctors, so we can get the justice that we need. Sometimes they don't inform you like they really should. You know, like that. So we need more of them to go for stuff like that, even engineering, building things. Not everybody going to do a trade. It's like dumbing down and we can't do anything else. Let's get out quick because we don't want them to be in school so long because they may not go to school. No. Texas is something else. I wouldn't ride down the street in there. I don't even want to drive in Texas.
Thank you, Ms. Kathy. Sorry, we got to get to break real quick, but continue to keep us locked in. Hour number two is coming up, and we are going to get into Packers Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre revealed mm-hmm. that he was diagnosed with Parkinson's. We'll hear that and so much more. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.